Hello and welcome to yet another podcast episode. I'm Ray, and this time I'm going to talk about job losses, automation causing job losses, and shops, businesses, jobs that no longer exist. For example, steam engine drivers in the old days. Remember the old steam engines? They'd have the driver and the fireman. When steam engines were done away with and everything went electric, no doubt some of the drivers went on to drive electric trains. But what happened to the firemen? Electric trains don't need coal shoving into a fire. No doubt some of them were given other jobs on the railway. But those jobs no longer exist. Steam engine drivers, firemen, those jobs have gone. I remember when the post office went automatic, all the letter sorting. All the sorting offices went. I remember hearing all this on the news. So people, instead of standing there reading all the addresses and chucking the letters into various sacks, this machine sorted them all out. They'd all rush along, all the letters, you'd see them flying along these channels and being diverted. You know, letters for Gloucester off that way, for London that way, and then diverted even further for different areas of London. The unions at the time were saying, oh no, all the job losses, this is terrible, which is true, isn't it? All those letter sorters, there must have been hundreds, well, thousands. Thousands of men and women standing or sitting there, sorting all the letters, reading them all by hand. Suddenly this machine comes along, well, you're all redundant, you lot can clear off. Thanks very much, bye. No doubt some of them were given other jobs, but automation made thousands of people redundant. I remember an old chap saying to me, oh, this is terrible, all these people, even one job loss down to automation is too many. I can see both sides of the argument. I mean, what do we do? Never have any automation. Don't bring in any modern machinery to speed things up and make things more efficient. But we keep all the jobs. Or do we progress with technology? Which means, of course, job losses. It's a difficult situation. I can see both sides of the... Well, not argue. I suppose it is an argument, isn't it? I can see both sides of the argument. Now, take buses. In the old days, you had a bus driver, which you still have, of course. They haven't done away with drivers yet, but that'll be coming. You mark my words, that'll be coming. They did away with the conductors. No more bus conductors. Now, if you're the bus company and your wages bill, let's just take an arbitrary figure, £10,000 a week, all right? Get rid of the conductors, you've halved the bill. Well, perhaps the conductors don't get as much as the drivers. Okay, £10,000 a week. Get rid of the conductors, you're down to £6,000 a week just to pay the drivers. Brilliant, that's saving a lot of money. But what happens to the bus conductors? Where do they go? They're now redundant. They've got to go and find another job. They can't all become drivers. So what happens there? They were trying, I think they're still trying, to do away with guards on trains down here on the Southern Railway. I don't agree with that. I mean, the driver up front, he hasn't got a clue what's going on the train, has he, behind him? So you've got a late night train, you've got people that have had too much to drink, they're doing whatever on the train, the driver hasn't got a clue, the passengers are intimidated or terrified. You know, it's awful. You've got to have a guard or someone on the train, phone through to the next station and say, look, get the police ready, we've got trouble on the train. No good just having the driver up front, he doesn't know what's happening. But of course, getting rid of the guards is saving money. It's all money, isn't it? It's all down to money. Do you know, we used to have in our town, what, half a dozen shoe shops, maybe more. They've all gone. We had one central, huge shoe shop up on the, what do they call it, retail park? I don't know, some place out of town where you've got the massive shops, supermarkets. So we had this huge shoe shop up there, which in my opinion wasn't at all helpful. In the old days, you go to your local shop, they'd measure your feet. They check the width, they check everything. And in very old days, they had an X-ray machine. Do you remember the X-ray machine? You'd stand there with your feet in this machine and you could look down through the top and you'd see your toes and how squashed together they were, perhaps in the pair of shoes. So we lost all the shoe shops in town because this huge one opened on the retail park. That closed. It went into administration or something. That's disappeared. Now we haven't got a shoe shop at all. Okay, supermarkets sell shoes, some of the bigger ones, but they've never got anything I want. They've got a few racks. There's no one to ask. no one to measure your feet. You're thinking, oh, here we go. He's off on a rant. Ray's rants. Well, that's what it's all about. What people don't seem to realise is what's going to happen in the future. All this money-saving business, post offices have gone. We had a local post office. Loads of people had a local post office within walking distance. They've all gone. We had to go to our main post office in town, this big main one. Guess what? That's gone. The main post office in the centre of town has gone. Well, the building's still there. You now have to go, I think it's in a shop. It's in one of the big shops somewhere. At the back of the shop is the main post office. It's ridiculous. Okay, they're saving money. So they've saved money by automating the letter sorting. They've saved money by closing down all the local post offices. They've now saved money by closing the main post office. They're going to run out of money-saving ideas. What happens then? I know, let's sack the postman. People can come and collect their own mail from the main post office. Oh, no, hang on, that's gone. OK, well, from the shop where the main post office is. So everyone has to go and collect their letters. People moan and they'll get used to that. Oh, we've got to go and collect the mail. Then they'll be saying, how can we save money? I know, let's not have letters. There's an idea. Let's do away with letters. People can email each other if they want to contact. That's it, they can email or phone. You'll end up eventually with no post office. Then they'll be saying, we've saved so much money. Do you know our expense bill is zero per week because we haven't got a post office. Now we've saved the ultimate amount of money. Aren't we clever? Yeah, very clever. But no one looks forward, do they, to the future? Take train drivers. Let's go back to train drivers. They'll be redundant one day. We won't have train drivers. They're trying to do it on the tube trains, aren't they? Get rid of the drivers. Gatwick Airport, up the road from me, they've got a monorail, is it, from north to south terminal? There's no driver. It's all automated. So it'll happen on the main railways, won't it? Yeah, why have a driver up front? You don't need it. We've got computers, automatic control systems, signalling. There's another thing. Where's all the signal boxes gone? They've all gone. Every station, almost every station, had its local signal box. And the man in there would pull the levers and he'd operate the gates. They've all gone. That's all central now. Next thing they'll be saying, how can we save on signalling? I know, let's not have any trains. There's an idea. If we don't have trains, we'll save millions a year. The thing is with the trains and the double-decker bus, I've said about the driver can't on the train. He doesn't know what's going on behind him. The driver on the bus, he doesn't know what's going on upstairs. There could be people doing all sorts of dreadful things up there. That reminds me of my youth. Oh, we better not go into that. But he hasn't got a clue what's going up there. I mean, didn't they have mirrors? I think they've got cameras and things now. But that means the driver's then got to stop the bus. Yeah, it's just trouble, isn't it? It's asking for trouble. With a conductor, he was up and down the stairs all the time, wasn't he? I remember it as a kid. Up and down the stairs, you know, ding, ding, hold tight, fares, please. It was great. He had his ticket machine, tickets, please. And it would go ding, and he gave you a ticket. Again, I suppose some people are thinking, oh, you're just old-fashioned, you know, you've got to keep up with the times. But it's not so much just having the conductor to dish out the tickets and take the money. It's to keep an eye on what's going on. So as far as shops are concerned, the main post office has gone, the little post offices have gone. Most of the greengrocers, oh, we've still got one or two greengrocers, and I think there's a butcher's shop somewhere in town. There used to be wool shops. Do you remember the wool shops? They sell you balls of wool and knitting needles, cotton, sewing stuff. They've all gone. I'm just about to put up a curtain rail. And I said to my wife, well, have we got a curtain shop anymore? And she said, no, I don't think so. You used to better go into the curtain shop, choose your curtains, and not only that, they'd come and fit them. They'd put the rail up and come and fit your curtains. I hate putting up curtain rails. Anyway, we got the curtains online. We did buy the curtain track locally. I have to say, we did manage to get that locally. But look at the other shops that have gone. I remember, now this is going back to the 50s. I remember as a kid walking past a shop. It was a coal shop. Coal, as in open fire, you know. And in the window, they had these bowls, these kind of big dishes of different types of coal. What was it? Coke? Anthracite, was it? Big lumps of coal and various types of coal. You'd go in there, order your coal, and they'd deliver it. The coalman would come round, they'd deliver the coal. That's all gone. I do now go over to Hove, you know, Hove actually, near Brighton. There's Corals over there, where the old goods yard used to be. And there were mountains, I think there still are mountains of coal, but there were mountains and mountains of coal by the track. And they had sidings there where the coal trains would go in and out. Now they've just got some pre-packed stuff over there. But at least you could go there to buy coal or to your local garage or supermarket. See, again, the supermarket, they sell shoes, coal, as well as food, jackets, clothes. Mind you, the clothes, we've got a big one near us. The clothes, nothing fits me. Perhaps I'm an odd size. Nothing fits me. You've got no help. If you say to someone, oh, have you got a so-and-so size? I don't know. If it's not on the rack, we haven't got it. Oh, okay. Thanks for your help. Well, it's not their fault. It's not the staff's fault at all. Used to be electrical shops. Do you remember the electrical shops? You could take in a hairdryer or a toaster and they'd repair it. Oh, we'll give you a ring when it's ready. A few days later, they're on the phone. Toaster's all ready for you. And if you bought a toaster or an iron or something, you could have it demonstrated. You go into the shop and you'd say, I'm interested in a toaster. Right, we got this one. This does two slices. This is a four-slice toaster. And they take it out of the box and show you. They might not go as far as to make you marmalade on toast, but they would at least show you the thing and how it worked. Look at all the jobs that have gone. Take car manufacturing factories. It's all robots now, isn't it? Robots spray the cars. You used to have people doing that. And, well, as I said earlier, what do? You either progress with technology, where things become more efficient and faster, or you don't do that, you keep all the jobs, and then, of course, trail behind in the world, on the world market, or whatever. Everything has to be so fast these days. I mean, look at it now online. You order something. I ordered something the other day, late afternoon. 8 o'clock the following morning, it was delivered. I couldn't believe it. People are obviously working all night. 8 o'clock the following morning. It must have been 4 in the afternoon I ordered it. I couldn't believe it. Everything now has to be so fast, doesn't it? In the old days, things were posted. You order something from, say, a newspaper or a magazine, Exchange and Mart. You'd order it. You'd send them your check or postal order. And you'd have to wait at least, they've got to clear the check, at least a week. Then they go to the post office and it's posted to you. It'd be at least a week, if not 2 weeks. Now, it's a matter of hours. Do we need things that fast? I don't know. I suppose so. This is what we're used to now, isn't it? In fact, a friend of mine's waiting for a radio to turn up. And when was it? He ordered it on Friday and he said, well, I don't know where it is. It's Monday. Where is it? What's gone wrong? I better get onto them in case it's got lost. He only ordered it Friday and this was Monday. Well, the weekend was in between. I did point that out. And he said, yeah, but they work weekends, don't they? That's another thing. Of course, Sundays, everywhere was closed. Now everywhere's open. I suppose that's good for jobs. But there again, people could say, well, you know, I don't really want to work on a Sunday. And some of them have to. It's in their contract. You've got to work Sundays. I wonder where all this cost cutting and money saving will take us. Where will it end? In tears, no doubt. But what will happen eventually, years to come? Take supermarkets. A good money saving idea would be to have all home deliveries. Now, they do home deliveries anyway. Don't allow customers in the shops anymore. They become warehouses, central distribution points for the delivery drivers. You'll have a few staff in there picking the orders. You can get rid of all the tills, all the lighting and all the retail side of it, and just have it as a central warehouse where your orders are picked, put onto the van and delivered. That will save a lot of money, and I'm sure that'll happen one day. More and more things are being delivered rather than people going to a shop. It's more and more online. So why have supermarkets where you've got all the staff there, the shelf packers, you've got the insurance for the public, you've got the car park? Get rid of it all. Just have a warehouse. What's it going to be like in, say, 50 years' time? I won't be here, but what would it be like in 50 years' time? People talk about saving the high street. Will there be a high street left? I doubt it. I can't see that shops will exist. We're going to get to the stage where there's nothing left. As I said, no one seems to look to the future. It's all now. How can we save money now, this week, this month, this year? What can we get rid of to save money? That seems to be how a lot of businesses look at things. You know, we've got to save money, and to do that, we've got to get rid of things. You get rid of staff, you get rid of premises, you get rid of assets, unnecessary bits and pieces, or unnecessary in their mind anyway. I think we're going to end up where there's nothing left to get rid of. As I said, there won't be a railway. Let's not have letters. Who wants to write to each other? We've got emails, we've got computers, we've got mobile phones, we've got Skype and Zoom and all this stuff. You know, what do you want letters for? I suppose every generation, as people get older, they look back, oh, when I was a boy, when I was a girl. That's natural, isn't it? That's going to happen. There's always been progress, from horse and carts to cars. And no doubt people said, oh, we don't want those smelly things. They're dangerous. You know, they're racing around at 20 miles an hour. It's dreadful. They're dangerous. They're going to cause accidents and people will die on the roads. Well, that's true. But we still went ahead with cars. But it seems now that everything is changing. Back then, one or two things changed. Back in the 50s, the postal service was improved. Various things were improved. But now, in this quest to improve things and save money, things are disappearing. We are losing everything. So 50 years' time, when I'm not here, I don't know. Some of you listening to this will be here in 50 years' time. And you might think back, you'll think, oh, I remember that Ray ranting on about this. And he's right, all the shops have gone. There are no train drivers anymore. All the cars on the roads don't have drivers. One thing that really has annoyed, I don't get annoyed, is it annoyed? I don't know, worried me over the years, I suppose. The police force. There used to be a central police station in town and then various police stations in outer sort of little villages and wherever. Everywhere had a police station and the local copper on his bike. And, you know, you get to know him. Hello, Fred. All right. Yeah, I'm fine. Everything OK? Yeah, no problem. It was great. Cost cutting, saving money. Get rid of the little police stations and the couple of people that used to staff them there. That'll save some money. End up with one central police station. Get rid of this, get rid of that, and we end up, we've hardly got any police. Oh, I know, let's save money. How can we do that? Let's get rid of thousands of policemen. That's a good idea. And that does save money. But we end up now, I never see a policeman in our street. Very rarely see them anywhere. Well, you see them on the main roads, on the, you know, the motorways and things, I suppose. And it's not their fault. You know, it's the cost cutting. It's not their fault. I'm not blaming the police. I'm blaming whoever runs it. Well, it's the government, I suppose. Let's go back to shops for a minute. Which shops have gone? We've got the wool shop, the curtain shop. Well, they probably weren't that popular anyway. Well, I don't know. Maybe they were. The coal shop. I suppose not many people want coal these days. There used to be the fish shop. We've still got fish and chip shops, but the wet fish shops have gone. There used to be a few of those around in my town. That's all at the supermarket now. Butchers, there are one or two left. Greengrocers, one or two left, possibly. Everything is central now in the supermarket. We do have local convenience stores, don't we? But most of them are owned by the big supermarkets. So, you know, you really can't escape. If you're thinking, oh, I'm going to buy local. Well, you buy local, but it's still owned by the big supermarket. So you're not really helping local business. Ironmonger shops have gone. We had one round the corner. It was great. You want some screws or some whatever. Pop in there. There we are. You've got screws, nails, bits and pieces, tools, everything. We've still got sweet shops, I think, of sorts. Well, not really. Used to be loads of sweet shops. You buy your papers, your cigarettes, confectionery, all that. They've gone, haven't they? Post offices have gone. Even estate agents. Now, estate agents used to be rife, didn't they? They were taking over shops everywhere. Oh, there goes the clock. What's the time? Getting on a bit. I remember people saying, oh, all the towns and all the shops are being taken over by estate agents. They're disappearing. That's all going online, isn't it? Now, it's, what have we got? Coffee shops. Basically, that's it. Coffee shops. All these different coffee shops. I don't like coffee. Well, I do, but not that sort of coffee. When the coffee shops disappear, oh, and the charity shops, of course, when they disappear, as no doubt they will one day, what are we going to have left? So that's the shops, which, of course, have taken all the jobs with them. But look at other jobs. the bus conductors, the guards on trains are trying to go, signal box men. Someone said to me the other day, what about a farrier? Yeah, the local farrier. Well, you don't need him anymore, you haven't got a horse. But those jobs have gone. All these jobs that now don't exist. There must be hundreds. I can't think of them all offhand, but there must be hundreds. There used to be car park attendants. Do you remember the car park attendant? You know, you drive in and park your car. He'd come over, he'd take your money, and he'd keep an eye on your car as well. That was good, he'd keep an eye on the car. I remember, talking of cars, pulling into the local garage. You'd drive over that hose pipe, wouldn't you? So it would go ding, ding, and the chap would come out of his little office place. You didn't get out of the car. You didn't have to get out of the car. He'd come up to the window, 5 gallons, please. Yes, sir, certainly. He'd put 5 gallons in your car. He'd check your oil, possibly even check your tyres if he wanted him to. He'd clean the windscreen, take your money, and then come back with the change. You didn't have to leave your car. Now look at it now. Oh, I hate it now. It's all dreadful. It's awful. Of course, all the small garages have gone because supermarkets sell petrol. And the smaller garages can't compete anymore. What would happen if the supermarkets disappeared? Say there was a mass problem and they disappeared, then we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? I mentioned what it would be like in 50 years from now. What about school teachers? Will they exist? They might have robot teachers. No, you might laugh. Look at the way robots are coming on now. You know, they walk around, they do all sorts of things, all sorts of jobs. They'll stand at the front of the class teaching your children. Perhaps they'll be better than human-type teachers. I don't know. I suppose the robots, they might be able to discipline the kids a bit more. Fire tasers at them. You imagine a child at the back of the class talking. He's been told not to talk twice already. So the robot fires a taser at him, 50,000 volts. Bzz. I told you, next time it'll be 100,000 and you'll die. I don't know. Life will go on, no matter what happens. Life will go on. It always does, doesn't it? No matter what changes come along, we all seem to plod on. In a way, I'm glad I won't be here in 50 years' time. In another way, I don't know. Wouldn't it be fascinating to be able to come back and have a look? I wonder how many of us will be saying, ah, I told you so. Thanks for listening. As always, it's been great rabbiting and ranting away. If you have any comments or suggestions, rude or otherwise, raiserants@protonmail.com. That's raiserants, RaysRants, all one word, raiserants@protonmail.com. And I do try to answer all the emails. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. I've enjoyed it. And I shall see you next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.